Yeah, I missed you last week, and congratulations on the Cinetopia Film Festival.
Well, thank you. Yes, it turned out well, and the purpose of it was to put a stake in the ground to see how audiences and the community reacted, and it was a very positive reaction. So
bigger and better next year.
We're going to do it again next year, and hope that it continues to grow, or hope that it grows. I guess if you start it. It's not growing until the second year, so we'll hope that it goes that way. Well, one of the interesting outcomes of China becoming a very big player in the commerce of the world these days, I mean, China has been a big player in civilization for millennia at this point, but recently, obviously, China has had a great deal of financial clout in the modern world, and that's having an effect on Hollywood. So China is building a big studio there that intends to rival Hollywood studios and provide financing. And so U.S. filmmakers are going out of their way to court this expanding business clout and the Chinese film audiences, which is growing very aggressively. So they're putting a kibosh on Chinese characters that are less than flattering. And it's kind of interesting. One Hollywood producer observed that this is a clear-cut case, maybe the first I can think of in the history of Hollywood, where a foreign country's censorship board deeply affects what we produce in the United States. So, for example, Men in Black, that was released recently, when it was released in China, they removed or shortened several scenes that depicted Chinese characters in what the Chinese government thought was unflattering ways. Huh. And so, anyway, it's kind of an interesting
I'm certainly in favor of getting rid of horrible stereotypes and things that, you know, play to the lowest common denominator, but, you know, we all have elements. You're allowed to be unflattering.
Absolutely. I mean, it's always a difficult line to walk, especially when you're talking about comedy, because, you know, comedy by its nature tends to be offensive to some degree. And so anyway, Men in Black is obviously a comedy. So we'll see. Dollars and cents. We'll see how that goes. Well, the Los Angeles Film Festival opens today, and they're going to do a retrospective of a lot of the films that have played at film festivals, kind of like Cinetopia did. So they're going to do Adam Leon's Give Me Lou. They're going to do Ben Zeitlin's Beast of the Southern Wild, which was the great big buzz film that came out of Sundance and which will open at the Michigan Theater on July 27th. They're also going to do some repeats of sci-fi milestones, so E.T., Extraterrestrial, and
I feel about science fiction and things like that. But I loved E.T., I really did.
The show is not for you, it's for the listeners. I know this is a shock, but there we go. We're revisiting.
I don't know how to respond to that. What do you mean it's not about me?
Well, we do it for the listeners, Dave. We'll have to talk about this off the air. But they're doing a E.T., and then they're also doing the what was by general acclamation the best Star Trek movie.
Wow. There's an oxymoron.
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. So there's newly restored prints that they're doing in outdoor community screenings or free community screenings. So anyway, be a fun time to be in L.A. Steven Soderbergh's new film, Magic Mike, will have a special screening, as will Woody Allen's To Rome with Love, which premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. So we'll look for news out of Hollywood about the Los Angeles Film Festival. Opening at the Multiplex this week is Rock of Ages. Now, this is based on a Broadway musical that premiered in 2006. It's directed by Adam Shankman, who did Hairspray, and it tells the story of a small-town girl and a city boy who meet on the Sunset Strip while they're both trying to pursue their Hollywood dreams. It's a rock and roll romance told through the pounding
hair metal
hits.
Returns.
Def Leppard, Joan Jett, Journey, Foreigner, Bon Jovi. Some people consider this the worst period of rock and roll. But if you were raised in that era.
I was raised in it.
I know.
But those are the worst of the bunch.
REO, Speedwagon.
Bon Jovi.
Twisted Sister.
Oh, my God.
Poison.
That's just horrible.
So the reviews are little less than 50-50, 44% positive reviews. But Tom Cruise plays essentially an Axl Rose character, and he's getting really great reviews.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Because when they announced that he was going to do that lead role, I couldn't see him in it.
And yeah, so it may be worth just going to check out to see Tom Cruise in this kind of relatively debauched setting. So anyway, again, the reviews are tending to be a little bit negative, but we'll see. The Entertainment Weekly's reviewer Owen Gleiberman, who grew up here in Washtenaw County, said, "Most of the numbers in Rock of Ages are flatly shot and choreographed, and they look as if they've been edited together with a meat cleaver. With rare exceptions, they don't channel the excitement of the music. They stultify it." So anyway, we'll see what happens.
That sounds like a description of the actual videos from the 80s.
Well, a film that... they were clear. They weren't afraid to put Rock of Ages in front of the critics. A film that they were afraid to put in front of the critics is That's My Boy, which stars Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg.
He has not had a good run of late. Just some really bad movies.
Well, I think they do okay at the box office.
Oh, yeah, he's so making money hand over fist.
It's encouraging in that way. But Adam Sandler, Andy Samberg plays the son of Adam Sandler, who's... This child was born when Adam Sandler's character was quite young, and they are an estranged father-son duo, but Adam Sandler's character shows up at Adam Sandberg's character's wedding, and there's all kinds of chaos. Again, there's no critical reviews, but there was a couple of internet comments, funny in some spots, idiotics in others, and a combination of both during its moments of raunchy insanity. So I think that they could have been written about any number of Adam Sandler films. So anyway, That's My Boy opens on Friday. Opening this Friday at the Michigan Theater is a film that's gotten decidedly more positive reviews. It's in the 54% positive reviews category and climbing, actually. And it's a film called Hysteria. It's a mischievously and inspired romantic comedy set in the 19th century in England, the kind of the peak of the prudish Victorian era. And it's based on the surprising truth about Mortimer Grainville and how he came up with the first electromechanical vibrator in the name of medical science. And Academy Award...
In the name of medical science?
In the name of medical science, absolutely. It's to it was to address health issues in women, and everyone got very excited about it. And the
quite literally.
Academy Award nominee, Maggie Gyllenhaal, stars in this, as does Hugh Dancy. Jonathan Pryce, Rupert Everett, Felicity Jones. Laura Schwartzbaum of the Entertainment Weekly said director Tanya Wexler makes a happy, sexually robust history lesson. And whenever Rupert Everett, who's another guy in the film, appears as a rich fellow who distinctly doesn't fancy ladies, it's a hysterical history lesson of the hilarious variety. So anyway, a lot of fun. Roger Ebert liked it. The performances are spot on, and I especially like the spunky Gyllenhaal. And Richard Roper said, "One of the smartest, funniest, and most charming movies of the year." Hysteria opens this Friday at the Michigan Theater. And we're continuing to show the Jack Black film with Shirley MacLaine and Matthew McConaughey, Bernie, which audiences are really liking. Jack Black's performance is particularly good. He plays this small-town Texas mortician, and he befriends the crabbiest, worst rich lady in the small Texas town, and then she ends up dead somehow. But no one can believe that Bernie did anything about this. So anyway, it really plays against type, and it's a lot of fun. Delicacy is the Audrey Tautou film. It's going to go away very quickly. If you liked her work in Amelie, you should go check that out. And then the Bob Marley documentary by Kevin MacDonald, the Oscar-winning documentary director. The film is called Marley, is playing at the State Theater. And go check that out, because that will go away very, very soon. Special screening this week is The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. That's our Bell's classic summer series
great
film.
Spaghetti Western?
Yep, by Clint Eastwood. This is the third film in Sergio Leone's Dollars trilogy, so go check that out. And then Love Free or Die is a documentary that won the special jury prize at this year's Sundance Film Festival, and it's about the Episcopal priest, Gene Robinson. He's the first openly gay person to become a bishop in that church, and he He was consecrated in 2003. He wore a bulletproof vest. And the film follows Robertson's personal story as American churches debate whether lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people are equal to heterosexuals in the eyes of God. And as our nation also debates that issue, and there's just going to be one screening on June 21st at 7 o'clock. You can go check that out. We've got a whole series of summer classics coming up. Again, this week it's The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Next week it's going to be a brand new Chris print of Bringing Up Baby.
I know nothing about it.
Well, that's a Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn film, a huge classic, a script by a University of Michigan guy by the name of Dudley Nichols. Yellow Submarine's coming up, MASH, To Kill a Mockingbird, Mary Poppins Sing Along, a lot of great stuff, a brand new print of Children of Paradise, the French classic, and Ta-Ta from the summer classics and Hollywood.